Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Today's solution, your construction business isn't what you expected.
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend, Nick Natarella, with this week's solution.
Your construction business isn't what you expected. Now, what are you going to do about it? If you had known how hard it was going to be to own and operate your own construction business, you probably wouldn't have done it. It's hard work, time-consuming, and risky. The problem is no one told you how hard it was going to be, or if they did, you didn't believe them. This isn't to say that it's not worth it, because it can be. The problem is being faced with things like finding the time to do the physical construction and the paperwork, constantly feeling like your life is out of control, construction projects behind schedule, not having enough money to pay the bills, construction projects going over budget, disappointed and upset customers, misunderstandings with customers and production teams, and not knowing what to do about these problems. If you work in the construction industry, you've probably experienced some or all of these things. So what are you going to do? Are you going to just keep plodding along, hoping that something is going to change? You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting different results. If you want different results, you're going to have to do something different. The question is, what are you going to do? Are you going to continue living in the current insanity, or are you going to do something different? What you know about the crazy mess that you find yourself going through daily seems less scary than the unknown. New and different is scary. Deciding to do something different is the first and hardest step in a series of hard steps. If you want to stay in business, you need to take this hard step. You need to do something. Otherwise, you will eventually go out of business. You need a change of perspective. Some new and different ways of doing things. As scary as this is, it can be less scary than going out of business. What you need is someone to help you with this. You need someone who has been there and done that to guide you through finding the solutions you need. This doesn't mean it's going to be simple or easy. Building a new building isn't simple and easy. When you started working in the construction industry, you didn't know what you know now. Building a business is the same way. Someone taught, trained, and helped you to learn your construction trade. What you need now is someone to teach, train, and help you to learn how to build a construction company. This teaching, training, and help is available for you at Solution Building. We've been where you are and would love to help you with our 40-plus years of experience. If you have questions about how we can help, you can set up a free 30-minute construction company consultation.
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of the 7 bid mistakes that cost contractors a fortune and how to avoid them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.